Mr. Lallier is has a reputation among young literary circles in France as being a very good poet.
He's a good poet?
No.
Your son learned a lot in the Indian philosophy. Before we came to him, he already knew a little Bhagavad Gita, Vedanta. So he has a lot of questions, because at some points he has very much Krishna consciousness. And some, he says that maybe in Vedanta philosophy, there is different things.
She says that I knew Vedanta philosophy, but I knew it very badly. I'm not a great philosopher. Well, not at all.
Which pleasant?
What kind of philosophy are you familiar with?
Oh, I'm very interested by Indian philosophy, and I think it's the most highest philosophy. But it's difficult to understand for us.
He says he thinks that Indian philosophy is the highest in the world, but he finds it difficult to understand.
You call Bhagavan, we are talking of philosophy, they'll let them hear.
He says it is very hard to applicate this spiritual philosophy in our modern world.
Call Kalandar also, you also hear the philosophy. What is that philosophy?
He's talking about the Vedanta philosophy. That he is studying, but he thinks it's the highest, but he finds it very hard to understand and apply.
So which part he finds very, very hard to understand?
Quelle partie est-ce que tu trouves difficile à comprendre et appliquer? Quelle partie de la philosophie?
I think the relation between the body, matter, body, and atma,
l'âme,
soul, and the soul. The relation between the two parts.
To apply the fact that soul exists and body exists? How to practically apply that difference between body and soul?
Yes, the relation between the two parts, between body and soul.
In other words, you recognize that there's a difference between body and soul, and how to practically apply that?
Tu sais, tu veux t'exprimer en français?
I think perhaps there is some peoples for whom there is no difference between soul and body.
Who says?
Oh, spiritual masters.
Who is that spiritual master says soul and the...
Oh, I don't know. I think you are one of them. Or
no, we don't say. We say spirit soul is different from the body. Just like you are living, staying in this room. The room and you are two separate things. Because you are staying in the room, it does not mean you are room. Or the room is yourself. Does it mean?
Yes.
It means so? Because you are staying in this room, you are this room?
No. But no, je comprends. I understand that uh, there is some difficulties for me about the signification of two Sanskrit words which are Purusha and Prakriti. Is there any relation between those two
Yes. Purusha means the enjoyer, and Prakriti means the enjoyed.
Can you understand English?
No. Purusha veut dire celui qui jouit de, et Prakriti c'est ce qui est joui par le Purusha.
Ce dont on jouit.
Oui. C'est l'objet de jouissance, Prakriti.
Oh, I learned before that Purusha means the great man, le grand homme.
He says he also learned somewhere that Purusha can refer to any great man or great person.
Say, in the material world, everyone thinks that he is very great person. That is the disease. Everyone thinks that I am the great.
C'est la maladie dans le monde matériel, que tout le monde...
Tout le monde pense être très grand, oui.
This is called Maya.
Yes.
Therefore, the living entity is called Purusha. And that Purusha wants to enjoy the Prakriti.
C'est pourquoi on appelle l'âme le Purusha. Et l'âme veut donc essayer de jouir de la nature matérielle de Prakriti.
Is it possible to pour l'âme de jouir de la nature matérielle?
Is it possible for the soul to enjoy the material nature?
It is not possible, but he is trying to do that.
C'est une chose impossible, mais on essaie quand même de le faire.
That is the disease.
C'est ça la maladie.
Just like in your country, Napoleon, he tried his best to use whole Europe to be controlled by him. So he made some attempt, but he is finished now. The Europe is there, and he is gone. Similarly, it is just like, the example is, just like a fly wants to enjoy the fire. He comes with force there, and he is finished. Similarly, in this material world, all living entities, they are trying to enjoy. With great force they are coming, and different capacities they try to enjoy, but they themselves become finished. The things remain where it was.
Tu comprends?
Oui.
Comme la mouche qui vient près du feu parce qu'elle est attirée par la lumière et la chaleur, elle se brûle, elle est détruite. Oui. L'âme, de la même façon, elle vient dans la nature matérielle et elle essaie d'en jouir, mais elle se fait brûler. La nature matérielle reste là, mais on y passe, tout simplement, on ne peut pas en jouir éternellement.
So many living entities, the example, the fly, is very proper. So many flies are coming, part, in the big fire. You have no experience here?
Yes.
Why living entities does go to material...
Why does the living entity try to enjoy material nature in such a way?
When he forgets that he cannot enjoy, the only enjoyer is God, Krishna. When he forgets this principle, he wants to enjoy.
Yes, sir.
That is called illusion, Maya. Actually, he cannot enjoy, but forgetting Krishna, the real enjoyer, he wants to enjoy. That is his. Just like a child imitates the mother for cooking. The other day in Geneva, the fire ceremony was going on. The mother was offering oblations, and the child also immediately took some. You have seen that? So he's not fit for that business, but he imitates. That is childish. Sometimes goes to the kitchen, wants to make foodstuff preparation, and he is given some toys, you just play with it. So every living entity is part and parcel of God. So God is enjoyer, God is controller. So he wants to imitate God. That is called Maya.
Alors, comme l'enfant qui essaie d'imiter, par exemple, ses parents, sans vraiment pouvoir bien faire ce qui se passe, l'âme essaie d'imiter Dieu. Dieu est le seul qui puisse jouir. Mais on oublie que nous, on ne peut pas jouir, que Dieu est le seul qui puisse jouir, que Krishna est le seul qui puisse jouir. Et donc, on essaie de l'imiter, on essaie de faire comme lui. Mais c'est impossible, on est incapable de le faire.
Qu'est-ce que l'âme doit imiter?
So what should the soul do if she couldn't imitate God?
Yes, the soul, just take the same example, the child should be guided by the father and mother.
L'enfant, au lieu d'imiter aveuglément son père et sa mère, il doit se laisser guider par eux. Il doit suivre leurs instructions.
Similarly, we should be guided by God, Krishna. That is our normal life. And the guidance is given personally by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. So if you follow the instruction of Bhagavad Gita and be guided by God, then you are happy, exactly like a child is happy when he is under the protection of the parents.
Why does soul forget his relation
with Krishna,
with the God?
Why does the soul?
He does not forget, but he. This is the same example. You call it forgetfulness or imitation. Just like the child was offering, he was not required to offer oblation, but he was imitating the mother. That is natural.
On peut dire oublier ou on peut dire imiter. Ça arrive plus ou moins la même chose, juste comme l'enfant essayer d'imiter la mère en jetant les grains dans le feu.
Imiter et oublier, c'est la même chose.
C'est ça. Quand on imite Krishna, on oublie que c'est lui qui régit.
According to Vedic instruction, we are all living entities. God is also a living entity. But he is chief. Nitya nityanam chetanas chetananam. That he is the topmost living entity, leader of all other living entities. Ekaju bahunam vidudatikam. The Supreme One is maintaining all other living entities. So we are maintained and he is maintainer. Sometimes, yes, yes.
Dieu est un être vivant, mais il est l'être vivant suprême. Et c'est lui qui maintient tous les êtres. Et nous sommes maintenus par lui.
That is, sometimes it happens, the father maintains the children, but the same child sometimes gives us the protection of the father. Why shall I live under the guidance of, I shall become independent. And there are many instances in your Western countries. He is happy being under the protection of the parents, but he rebels, he goes away. So that he can do. But if the father is very big, very rich, and the son leaves home and goes away to live independently, he suffers so much inconvenience, and that is his choice.
What does he destroy? He destroys his soul.
Quitter Dieu, c'est se détruire d'une façon. Mais lui, ce qu'il a dit, c'est qu'on souffre. Si on quitte la protection de celui qui doit nous protéger normalement, on doit souffrir, on doit traverser toutes sortes de difficultés. C'est notre choix. On a le droit de le faire si on veut. Mais on va souffrir.
Et quelle est la possibilité de revenir à partir du moment où on est tombé trop bas, par exemple?
So when one has fallen too low in the material life, how can he come back to his original condition?
By surrendering to God, Krishna.
S'abandonner à Dieu, s'abandonner à Krishna.
Is it possible if we are, for example, a fly, to become religious?
One is if one has fallen so far that he has taken the body of a fly, a mosquito, can he still return to Krishna?
Yes, as a degraded from the body of Brahma to fly, similarly he can also ascend from the body of a fly to the body of Brahma.
Juste comme il y a l'occasion, tu
comprends? Well, just the process of falling down, descending, can be reversed. And one can evolve back up, ascend back up. It may take a lot of time, a lot of verse, but it can be...
Juste comme il y a un processus descendant, à travers lequel nous sommes arrivés à ce niveau de moustique, par exemple, de mouche. On peut le renverser.
But why? We in France, for instance, or in occidental world, we are accustomed to think that the phenomena of consciousness is only a characteristic. What is the signification of
that degradation in the human species?
Yes, of the slow of the four ages.
So far, up to this point, we've been speaking about a gradual evolution of consciousness through the species. So, what is the explanation, what is the reason for which there's a degradation of the human consciousness through the four ages?
When there is evolution, there must be degradation. Otherwise, what is the meaning of the evolution? Why it should be stagnant? If you go, ascend, and you can descend also.
La conscience n'est pas statique, jusqu'à elle peut monter, elle peut aussi descendre.
Now,
you think
Mr. Nixon was elected president, and why he is being dragged? Come down.
Yes.
He is not coming down, but he has already come down. Degradation. Nobody likes him.
Yes.
And the more he sticks to his position, he is becoming unpopular. So his degradation is already complete. But because he is in the office post, he does not agree that I am degraded. But from the public point of view, he is degraded. Is it not?
Yes. But do you think it is possible now to prevent degradation?
He says now there's been this degradation of human consciousness throughout the ages. So do you think it is possible now to stop this course of events, to stop this degradation in human consciousness?
Yes, that is Krishna consciousness movement. We are trying to stop this degradation of the human society.
Kali was not experienced by the people because of the strict obedience to the laws of God. In Parikshit, you read in the Bhagavatam how in King Parikshit, under his rule, the people, there was no place for the personality of Kali to live, even though it was Kali Yuga. So is this possible even today?
Yes, why not? If you follow these four principles, no illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication, no meat, then you are secure. But who is going to accept this?
The young man can understand that the degradation is occurring because of ignorance. The knowledge has been forgotten by which the upliftment or evolution can continue. So Prabhupada and this movement were representing the knowledge. The knowledge has always been there, but it's been lost, it's been forgotten. So if that knowledge is represented and made available, then that ignorance becomes dispelled and the advancement can again go on.
But degradation is not... is it not a law of nature?
Well, the law, the dynamics of the law is the preponderance of godlessness.
Well, the law is all right. Suppose one is degraded to become a criminal, thief. But he can be raised also to become a high saintly person.
I think what he's asking, Prabhupada, isn't the degradation, because in the Vedas it outlines the ages succeeding one another and their different characteristics, isn't it inevitable that it's going to occur, that the devolution occurs inevitably without anyone's being able to change it?
No, it is just like winter season. The season is winter, but still, you can keep yourself warm. If you like, you can keep yourself in warm.
Tu peux te garder au chaud, même si c'est l'hiver. Il y a rien qui t'empêche de te garder au chaud.
So, dvaividjisha gunamayi mamumaya durattaya. Nature's course is very strong. It's going on according to the program. But mamivaja prabhadante mayamitang tarantita. Anyone who surrenders unto me is above this degradation.
Ceux qui s'abandonnent à Krishna peuvent traverser le cours très fort de la nature et dépasser ses lois.
He reads the copies over and he arranges the style and make it flow, you know. And he corrects the errors, grammatical errors in the text.
Grammatical errors is different, but philosophical.
No, not philosophy. He's reading your books.
So you understanding?
How possible? Not always. And I said it's difficult to understand.
It's logical.
Yes. I think it's difficult because I am not pure. Not difficult because...
philosophy. Philosophy is not difficult.
He's suggesting that perhaps the difficulty he is having in understanding your books is that he is not yet pure.
Yes, that may be. Bhakti line is for the purest. I was explaining this morning.
Processus de bhakti, c'est pour le...
Purification.
Pour qui veulent devenir pure.
Tatparatena nirmalam. Nirmalam means pure. The more you become Krishna conscious, you become pure.
Pour devenir pur, il faut développer la conscience de
Becoming pure is not so difficult. There's facility here if you want to become pure. Take prasadam and chant with the devotees. It's not difficult.
Yes, but to understand that prasadam is the way to become pure,
just have to taste it.
Isn't it necessary to be pure already?
He says, in order to understand the purifying effects of this prasadam, don't we already have to be pure to understand that?
Or the books?
No, if you eat the prasadam, you'll be purified.
Si tu le manges, tu deviens automatiquement purifié, même si tu ne comprends pas.
In the letter.
Please take. Oh, it's
a good one. Our spiritual master was explaining in Geneva to a reporter that there are different levels of understanding. It's not that we have to always have a philosophical understanding of things in order to appreciate them. Sometimes we can just appreciate that this prasadam tastes so very good. That's also correct.
Yes. But in occidental countries, we have a tendency to try to understand things by a mental way.
Well, that can also be done. You can hear, listen to the philosophy, and then... But in order to really examine it thoroughly, you have to experiment with the hypotheses. We say if you chant Hare Krishna and eat prasadam, you become pure. So that may be a hypothesis so long as you don't try it. But as you try it, you come to realize it as being an actual fact.
Comment? Oui, donc on peut faire les deux choses en même temps.
Si on te dit que tu manges prasadam et si tu chantes avec Krishna, tu vas devenir pur inévitablement. Alors, pour comprendre comment ça se réalise, il faut l'essayer. Tant que tu ne l'as pas essayé, tu ne peux pas vraiment vérifier que ça se réalise ou pas. Mais dès que tu l'essaies, tu te rends compte que ça fonctionne.
It's like if a doctor advises you to take a certain medicine for a cure of an illness. You may not have the understanding to know how that cure is going to work. But if the doctor is actually qualified, and you follow his orders, then you'll become cured, even if you didn't understand it in the beginning.
The problem is if you don't try.
Or, yes, I understand. And make sure you have a qualified remedy, a qualified medicine, a doctor. One way you can see doctors, the one way doctors are checked out is if they have successful, if they've had success in the past. You'll go to a friend and ask him, can you recommend a doctor who's cured you? And he'll recommend yes. You go to here, he's cured me. So if you're trying to find a spiritual master, one evidence of his potency is his disciples. How pure are his disciples? If you see that his disciples are becoming pure, then you can understand that here is a spiritual master who is giving something real. Sometimes the knowledge will come after the appreciation. Sometimes the appreciation will come after the knowledge. It can work either way.
Yes, I understand.
So I think we can go. It's time for progress and such.
Thanks. Thanks, brother.